Welcome to Gain That Tune.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers. Let's game that tune. Here we are. Casual night. Casual night of goofing amongst friends. Good to see you guys. Johnny, how are you, man?
Oh, pretty good. I'm not wearing a shirt. I'm wearing a throw blanket.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, I'll have to speak up. You appear to be wearing a towel. yeah, good to see you, Johnny. David, you're showing off a lot of skin, and I appreciate that. How are you, sir?
I have been better, but I am excited to be here tonight with all of you guys.
Haven't we all?
While also shirtless.
Yes, isn't that always the truth? And Jesse, of course. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
My fellow game master tonight. Are you excited?
Oh God, I've been so excited for this game.
Good. Do we need to do anything before we just dive right into it, or should we, Should we just, start goof gaming? Or, you guys want to just, maybe, kind of talk for a little while longer?
I think maybe we should specify which buzzer we should use first.
My buzzer. We'll be starting with my game, designed by Jesse, of course. It's it's goofing time, fellas. Jesse, remind us the name of this game that you, maybe stole from another show, but made ours.
Oh, yes. This is, our version is called, Lunar Gary.
Love that.
And so, if you haven't seen, a Lunar Gary played on the show before, what happens is you are given a few words, usually in reference to a title of a game, but the words will all be the opposite of the actual word. For example, Lunar Gary... The opposite of lunar would be solar, and the opposite of Gary would be ash.
And everyone knows the name of the game, Solar Ash, and therefore
Solar Ash.
It's a perfectly cromulent title for this this guessing game.
It's fun.
Where we tell you the opposite of things that are in the game's name. So what we're going to do tonight, I've got 10 rounds of Lunar Gary ready to rock and roll. Johnny's got 10 songs ready to go, and we're going to do, I don't know, a minute-ish of each song. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have Johnny start playing the song. And after 30 seconds, I'll unlock the buzzers. First guy to buzz in gets the opportunity to answer first. But we're going to listen to about a minute of the song. Johnny will fade it. And then we'll do some guessing. Johnny, you don't have to fade it all the way out. But you can fade it down so it's like him playing back there. Whatever you think.
Yeah. So are we guessing the name of the game, or are we guessing the reverse name of the game?
I will be giving you the reversed name of the game, and you will be guessing the game. For example, if I said the game is Lunar Gary, you would say the game that everybody knows, Solar Ash. There it goes. All right, everybody buzz in so that I can have it and then unlock it in 30 seconds. Thank you. Good job, gentlemen. You all know how your buzzers work. That's good. So... I'm going to put my 30 seconds on the clock. Johnny's, that's my unofficial timer. That's just for me knowing when to unlock the buzzers. And let's do a fun round of Lunar Gary. I got 10 songs here, and maybe we'll just start with, what I would think would be maybe an easy one. So, okay. Opposite name. Here it is. Meager Sonic Immobility. Johnny, hit the song.
Thank you.
So,
anybody else going to buzz in just to get the shot at it? Word. Good job. All right. David, you buzzed in first. David, what do we have here? Meager sonic immobility. And yes, if you want to explain the opposite of blank is blank, blank, you know, give us your logic in arriving to this conclusion.
So, my guess is Super Mario Run, based on the fact that meager is the opposite of super, Sonic, mm-hmm. obviously the opposite of Mario, and while I thought this song was from Mario 3D World, I was thinking immobility seems like the opposite of run.
Wow, David, that is well thought out, and I'm so disappointed that you got it wrong. Johnny,
what?
You're next. David's super on the right track, but no, that you know, the song is also a factor. So what game is the song from?
Well, so for me, the opposite of meager is grand, and then the opposite of Sonic is Tails.
Uh-oh.
So I think it's Grand Tails Walker.
Is that a game you're aware of? No, Johnny, I'm sorry. you know, chat can be given some clues if they need to, but Jesse, go ahead. You've also buzzed in. This is the last chance for somebody to get a point on this first round.
I'm certain it's the Super Mario is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then the immobility. That's weird. It's like,
I mean, David was really on the right track with Run, but unfortunately the song's not from Super Mario Run. I was going to call it Meager Sonic Staycation.
Oh, fuck you.
Super Mario Trip?
What would you call a long trip? Possibly like a long epic trip.
Vacation?
Oh, Odyssey? That's not the opposite of immobility.
What? If you can't move, you cannot go on a long journey. You are immobilized. You cannot go on the journey. You know, as far as I'm concerned. Between the, you know, the song and the clue, I feel like you should have gotten there. But no, David, I'll give you a half point for for really sussing out the clues in a better way than I thought to. But no, the song was from Super Mario Odyssey. So good job, David. You got the spirit of the game. I'm sorry. I knew that by doing this, I was going to piss everybody off and ruin the game. So round one, yeah. Living up to that.
I would have gone with Meager Sonic Iliad. I feel like the Iliad's the opposite. Even if it's not really the opposite of the Odyssey at all.
Well, it would have been giveaway clue, wouldn't it, Johnny?
It's not going to be
words that are companions to the fucking thing. Like, it's the opposite, man. What's the opposite of a long journey? Not moving at all.
That's, I mean, yes.
But think about it.
Shit.
Anyway. Okay. Let's reset. Let's do another song. Let's see. I haven't cleared the buzzers. I'm going to get my timer ready to go. Hopefully you guys don't crucify me on this next one. All right, here it is. Republic Hostilities. Johnny, let's do it.
Thank you.
All right, Jesse, you buzzed in first. Talk us through it.
The opposite of a republic is a kingdom, perhaps. And this one, okay, I mainly got this because of the music, because I feel hostility is somehow the opposite of hearts. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could walk me through that.
I mean, you know, hearts imply that you love somebody. Hostilities, you're hostile towards them. Hostilities to me, the opposite of hearts.
The chat says Republic lungs.
Yeah, that would have made more sense. Or
lungs aren't the opposite of the fucking heart. You guys can't change the game on me.
Or the like game is diamonds. Or
I was
going to
say, I was thinking more like Republic spades.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I can see that, you know, because that's at least one of the black cards in fucking a deck of cards. I'll give you, you know, Republic spades. But I was going with hearts as in loves. And so loves. Republic hostilities. Yes, Jesse, you're correct. It's Kingdom Hearts.
My man.
Great job. Also a great song.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. Shout out to fucking Yoko Shimomura. Classic Kingdom Hearts shit. God. David, you should not disconnect in between rounds and reconnect to the buzzer. The buzzer becomes active 30 seconds into the song. Just so you know.
I got that from you changing my nickname to David, you fuck.
No! All right, so go ahead and buzz in for me. There we go. Cool. And let's keep it going with the next round. Okay. Trying to figure out which one will piss you guys off the least.
The answer, none of them. Let's
exactly.
Go.
No, okay, here it is. God won't laugh. Hit it, Johnny. I can tell you guys are feeling good on that one. Everybody buzzed nearly simultaneously. But Johnny was the one that buzzed the first. So, Johnny, talk us through. What do we have here?
Well, you have God won't laugh. The opposite of God. Technically, the opposite of God is atheism, but in this case, we'll say devil.
Thank you. Yeah, let's go with biblical ones.
And then, opposite of won't is may, and the opposite of laugh is cry. This is devil may cry.
That's correct, Johnny. Fantastic job.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
That was the gimme I should have started the show with, instead of the one that made everybody angry. But, you know, live and learn. Great round.
Is that?
Yes, live and learn's coming up, Johnny.
Yeah.
No, it's not. So let's do another
Mario,
one.
Mario, staycation or whatever.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the opposite of an adventure is paralysis. going on my definitions. All right. Let's slow down after that. Devil May Cry. Let's do the next one. Yours break. Start it, Johnny. Thank you.
Yes, that's right, Jesse. I finish first.
Yep.
No, wait.
That's David, all right. David, always first to come.
Somebody tag that, please.
Yeah, let's have it, David.
Come for us.
So the opposite of yours would be mine, and the opposite of break would be
fix.
Craft.
Oh. That's right.
The answer is Minecraft.
I was worried about using that definition of craft. You know, we're all used to crafting things in games, but you know, as I was looking up synonyms and antonyms in preparation for this, the internet really doesn't like that as like a verb. Craft as a verb. They want it to be like a skill or
like arts and crafts.
Yeah, craft has certainly become a pretty known verb, at least, I don't know, as far as I'm concerned. So, good job, David. I mean, that's what I thought. But, whatever. Thesaurus.com disagreed. Good one, David. Congratulations. Let's see. Let's keep this good feeling going. What do we got? We've done four so far. We're almost to the halfway point. Let's see how you guys feel about... Oh, I don't know. Young Silence. Jesse not even buzzing in. My goodness.
Really?
Jesse, you have to buzz in for the game to work. Thank you. All right, so, David, you got on the board first with that one, Mr. Quickie. Talk us through this one.
I mean, I don't even think there's anything to talk about. I think this one is plain as day. You know, Young Silence... This is adult cacophony.
That's right. Congratulations, David. You got it.
My man.
Yep.
Hey, buddy.
Well done. Nothing more to say. No. Do you have a real guess?
Oh.
No, that's what this game is.
Okay, cool.
Is it not?
No, it's not. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah. Johnny, what do you think about this?
Young Silence. Well, the opposite of young is old, so I'm pretty sure the first word is old. And the opposite of silent would be to yell, so I think this is Old Yeller, the video game.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
I mean, that song does sound like it comes from Old Yeller, the video game.
Yes, that was the final scene of Old Yeller, the video game.
Yeah, this is the theme of rabies.
Right.
What we're hearing right now.
Okay. Jesse, can you possibly talk this through? I will tell you that, Johnny was on the right track with old, but there are a lot of words that can be used to mean old.
Yeah, I was thinking hard on this one. Like you said, young, like the opposite of young is obviously old, but at the same time, like you said, there's many versions of old. Silence, man.
What if I said it was young with like an E, like ye old, ye young? Would you then, start moving towards a different word for old?
Like ancient.
Could you not just add an E to old to make old?
Or,
e?
Just trying to get him in the vibe.
What? Elden Ring?
Jesse, you got there, man. Congratulations.
Like, instead of silence, there's a ring of, like, a bell or something.
What do you do when you don't want to take a call? You silence your phone.
Mm-hmm. If it's ringing.
Yes.
If it's ringing and you don't want to answer it, you silence it, baby.
I'm starting to think you listen to the podcast.
You think so?
Because
you think I got the spirit of it?
Because silencing a phone, clearly a reference to Elden Ring. You are famous for having cell phones.
You are Walt Flanaganing this up real good.
It doesn't have to relate really to the game in any way. Elden, clearly some fancy way of saying old. You know, your fucking elders.
Tay the Chess's young bracelet.
Also good, because a bracelet is the opposite of a ring. So the chat's just going to do the other version of this where they, say...
Well, that's closer to right.
Some things that are opposites and some things that are just related words. You know, Tay is fucking playing some, AI-based word game in the chat. But that's fine.
I would have said young unengaged.
But is that really the opposite of ring, Johnny?
I probably would have gone with, young triangle or square.
Right. See, that's the thing. Shapes can't really be, are shapes possible the opposite of each other? I was dancing around that, and then I got to the more shitty esoteric thing and went with, silence. I think that was a...
What is the opposite of a circle? Because a circle is infinite sides, right? Like, how do you what even is the opposite of a circle?
What, a fucking line?
A void?
Yeah.
I like how you specifically say you thought up the shitty version and that's what you went with.
I think it's in the spirit of the game. Yeah, you gotta use your noggin. Also, you gotta listen to the music.
Yeah.
Sorry, Johnny. I didn't play Old Yeller the game. But, Jesse clearly put some time in on Elden Ring. So
Yeah, I beat it, actually.
I appreciate that, Jesse. Good job.
Thank you.
Did you get the titular Elden Ring at the end? Is that the prize?
So I ended up, I guess, marrying the lady with multiple arms, and then we went to the moon, and I guess we, are rulers of the moon now. It was pretty amazing.
I can't tell if you're making this up. I don't know if that's really the ending to Elden Ring or not.
No, it's
I love
real.
It.
People know what I'm talking about, I swear.
Wow. Good.
It's a pretty cool ending. I was this game rules.
Sweet. Cool. Awesome. Well, now I don't need to play it.
Well, there's multiple endings. I think there's other women and weirdos you can
join. I mean, you married a woman with multiple arms. You clearly found the best ending.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we live on the moon.
Yeah.
Did I mention that?
Yeah, there's lower gravity.
I mean,
gravity.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, it's good. All right, so anyway, we're about halfway through the game. Jesse's in the lead with 2, David's got 1.5, and Johnny's got 1. Good job, guys. You guys are kicking
Suck
a little
a
ass. You guys want to keep going with this, or you want to break it up with a little bit of Jesse's game and come back to this, or what are we thinking?
If I'm being completely honest, I would like to take a pee break while we decide.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
David?
I can get a beer real quick too. Hold on.
Oh yeah, I mean
beer
I guess
beef.
Sure.
Yeah. F it.
Yeah. Alright, Jesse, while they're gone, I'm gonna give you all the other answers.
Okay.
Not really.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
But, man, yeah. I thought I did okay. I mean, immobility
it
was a stretch.
Tricky.
It is.
But I think the other ones have been perfect. Even the ring one.
Come on.
It's
good.
It's good.
We got there.
In a very unfortunate way.
Right. It's only going to get more unfortunate from here. That's the beauty of it. Yeah. There's, the back half has some really fucking dumb ones. So, it's going to be very good, very stupid. Just the way we like it for a casual Wednesday night goofering.
That's true.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Matt, in the chat. Immobility was rough as hell. Yeah, it was tough. I don't know. I should have followed my gut and made it a little bit more easy, but I was going, I think also probably in hindsight, shouldn't have started with that. I thought the Super Mario clue was good enough to kick the show off, but, you know, yeah, immobility was rough. I appreciate that. You know, feedback acknowledged.
What was that song? Because I recognize it, but I can't think of what kingdom it was.
It was the Forgotten Kingdom.
Yeah, the Grudge.
Oh, right. That's okay.
Yeah, which is ironic because you can remember it.
I was not a big fan of the Forgotten Kingdom, if I'm honest.
Really?
Yeah.
It was my favorite kingdom.
I'm sorry that my opinion differs from yours.
Thank you. I wish everybody would say that. Cool. So, you know, we're back. Johnny's got the Samoa Joe towel going. So what do you think, Jesse? Are we continuing on with five more rounds of Lunar Gary, or did you want to, you know, insert yourself into the middle of this, you know, this little goof situation?
I'd love to insert myself.
Awesome. So. All right, guys. Lunar Gary's on hold. So we're switching over to Jesse's buzzer, and Jesse's going to tell us the intermission, you know, the halftime show here.
All right, this is a little game I worked up. It is called Game That Boom! Because lots of games, I would say most of them, have various sound effects in them. And a lot of them are very recognizable. When you hear it, you're like, oh, I know that game. And so I'm going to play a sound effect. And you guys buzz in when you think you know what it is, what game it's from. So because a lot of sound effects are reused in series, as long as you get the series, that's works for me. Because like, you know, they use the one up sound like in like 10 Mario games.
Okay. But so, what if we can like really dial in and get it like super specific? Like,
you if know. You get super specific, you get an extra point.
Okay.
I was going to say, it doesn't have to specifically be like the ring from Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
No.
Okay. I feel like the Sonic ring sound might be one of the most consistent sounds in all of like game sounds, but like, you know, there are little differences in the, you know, like the Mario like one up sound over the years. So
maybe. Yeah, you know, the Sonic ring sound is not just used in Sonic games. There's like cash registers of 7-Elevens that use that same ring sound.
Yeah,
like,
it blows my mind. Bizarre. First time that happened, I'm like, I'm sorry, did you hack that cash register to make the Sonic ring sound? What the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
is this the choice you made, or is this just how it is?
Fucking Sega making money in every gas station in America, baby.
That's Sonic 2. No. That's Sonic 3. No. That's Sonic Adventure. No, I'm sorry. That was the 7-Eleven register.
Right.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's a lottery ticket. You know, cash only. Fucking, you know, before we get started, that's a really good idea. Game, you know, video game companies should sell their iconic sound effects to all different cash register systems. That's just, you know, it can't just be Sonic.
That would be cool.
Yeah. You know, it'd make me really happy.
I did try to stay on theme with the blades and or fireworks with these games.
Oh, so word. That's our theme for next Game That Tune.
That should help a little bit. There is one game, however, that may not fit that theme, but it's okay because it should have both of them. And it may have reference to them. So anyways, without further ado, get your hands on the buzzers and start listening. I will point out the first two my daughter got right away. So if you can't get those, you're fucked
and
up.
So I'm sorry, Jesse, are you just going to play one sound or are you playing a series of sounds from
one
said
sound.
Game? Okay.
One sound.
And
one if
sound
you guys
and
look,
buzz in.
If you look befuddled, I'll play it again, maybe.
Word.
Okay, so you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right, game that boom. All right, David.
I believe that is the Metal Blade from Mega Man 2.
Yes.
Nice.
Which direction was it thrown, David?
upright.
That's the general direction, yes.
Cool. All right, so next up.
Oh, shit.
All right, ooh. David.
Is that Bowser's flame breath from Mario 1?
It's Mario 1. It is, yeah, it's like an extended flame, so that I'll take that.
Wow.
Incredible.
Well done, David. Because, yeah,
that's killing it.
Yeah, I knew it was some kind of NES fire, but I couldn't pick one. Jesse, are you keeping score on this?
Yes.
Okay, good.
All right. You ready?
Hmm. Do we lose anything by buzzing in wrong?
All right. Johnny?
I'm going to guess Final Fantasy VI.
Nope. John, what's the next in line?
I'm going to guess that is a enemy sound from Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Incorrect.
Damn.
David?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say that's Gruntilda's Laugh from Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, no, not shrill enough. Not nearly shrill enough,
David.
Oh,
man, guys. That is Jafar from Aladdin when you get a game over. When you get a game over, you hear...
Okay.
There he is.
I was going to do the camel spit when you slain on the camel, but I was like, oh, they'll get that. I thought you did that one, actually.
Damn, man. Gilbert Gottfried, rest in peace.
Yeah, I never got game overs in Aladdin, so...
Oh, there it is. We're too Fuck good you. For this game.
Fuck you. All right, here we go.
God damn it.
All right, David.
That is the laugh from Final Fantasy VI.
That is. Do you know whose laugh?
Kefka.
Yep.
The bastard.
Yeah, that guy's a real jerk.
All right. Here's another easy one. Oh, 1 second.
All right.
John?
That is the sound of Kirby absorbing power.
That is.
I'll just go with Kirby's Adventure, excuse me.
I mean, that particular one's actually from Superstar, but
yeah, see, I knew I should have said it.
But you knew what the sound was doing, so.
Very much so.
Extra point, so.
God, that was the tip of my tongue.
All right, here's one.
Does Kirby have a tongue?
Oh, you didn't clear the soundboard.
Yeah, you didn't clear the buzzers, Jesse. Sorry. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, please. All right, John.
That was from The Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past.
Yes.
Yeah. You can play it again for people that didn't hear it.
Yeah, it's like a boss dies.
I was gonna say, yeah, you kill a big boss.
Mm.
Ugh, what a sound! All right. Clear it.
All right. Here we go. All right, John?
Was that the sound of the howling robot dog from Mega Man X?
That is the sound of the howling Mega Man dog from...
That's a game that... Boom, baby!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Damn! Feels good.
Good job.
You ever think that maybe Sigma would have taken it easy on you if he hadn't fucking killed his dog right before you fight him?
Maybe.
Yeah. we could have talked things out before that.
We got three more.
Hell yeah.
Alright, let's do it. Oh. David, damn. What is it?
Fuck, I buzzed in too early. I know this is wrong. Kirby using the stone ability?
Nope.
Okay.
Can somebody clip what John is doing right now?
All right, John.
That was incredible.
That was, if I say the specific sound wrong, but I get the game right, do I still get it right?
Yeah, you still get the right point.
Pretty sure that's a target breaking in Super Smash Brothers.
That is correct.
Damn it. Yes. Jesus. Oh, fuck.
Oh, hit it again.
All right, I'll hit it again.
Give it to me 8 more times. I want the complete... Feels good.
You know what I love about you, John? You never rub shit in.
Hey, man. You know, people came for a show.
Give all right, next baby. Sound. All right, John.
That is from Ken Griffey Jr.'s Major League Baseball on the Super Nintendo.
Incorrect. Johnny?
Is that the sound of somebody breaking a box in Street Fighter 2?
Ah, incorrect.
Ah,
a box?
David?
Yeah.
A barrel? Is
that a soldier getting shot in Bionic Commando?
It is not. That is someone bailing on their skateboard in Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Mm.
Let's listen. You can hear the skateboard at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a breaking box.
Yeah. A little bit. You also hear someone go, ugh! All right, here's the final one. Johnny.
Is that the sound of Snake coming?
No. David.
Is that the sound of Snake getting shot?
No.
Can I ask for you to play it again?
You're sure that's not Snake coming?
I am.
I played those games.
Okay.
Trust me. Snakes, yeah, Snake needs to come way more, but man, no, Jesse, I'm sorry. I'm taking a tap on that one.
This is Wolverine fainting in Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Wow,
can you?
And he has blades in his hands.
Okay, now I hear it. Yeah.
What a...
Well, this was, fucking... I thought, harder than Berserker Mirage.
See, I was worried it was going to be that easy. You got any other fighting game voice sound effect collections you can just, rattle off for us?
Okay, stop doing that. Give me a minute.
Jesse never stopped doing that. Yeah.
How many of these made the permanent soundboard for the show?
That one, definitely.
Good. Good. Yeah, any that we didn't get, we need to familiarize ourselves with by
Jesse, having them please email the me these files. Okay. Please send me these files later.
I will. But yeah, so the final score, John had 8 points, and David had 6 points.
Awesome. Johnny had...
And Johnny, yeah. Johnny had...
You had points.
Yeah. That sounded Johnny thinking about those clues.
Yeah. How many points did Johnny get?
Damn.
Oh, Jafar.
You might have forgot the game over to Aladdin, but man, Johnny, you, what? 10,000 years in the Cave of Wonders ought to cool you off.
Hey, so, Game That Boom. How'd you guys like it? Was it good?
Jesse, I'm into that.
I love it.
Yeah. I enjoyed the hell out of that.
As often as you want to research and pull fucking obscure sound effects. Not that I would even call all those obscure.
I tried to go, somewhere between softball and if you've played the game, you probably heard it.
Right. Yeah. And I appreciate you not going as obscure as a punch landing in a fighting game or that kind of thing. So
No. I wanted it to be something you would recognize,
Yes. Yes. Good. Some of those things. Who knows? Who knows what these brains hold, guys?
Yeah.
I was watching my son was watching Pokemon on Netflix, and I fucking still know a pretty good chunk of that poker rap. Like, you never know what's in here, but that was good. Good job, Jesse. So,
thank you.
Man, you should have prepared a second round of that, or we should have just left it at the end because that was good vibes. And now we have to resume. Lunar Gary. You fools.
Lunar Gary.
Lunar Gary.
Oh, okay, we're not getting
a hype train going. Let's get a Lunar Gary hype train.
Yep.
Fucking
yeah.
Yeah. Another 5 rounds of Lunar Gary coming up. You guys still signed so into stiff. That other buzzing site? Good. Fantastic.
Yep.
For those that forgot how it's played, after the first half of the show, going to listen to a little bit of tunes. Got a mixed up clue here, and it's the back half of the show, and he's going to piss you off, guys. I'm sorry. So.
Oh, these are the ones?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. These are the ones that I knew would piss you off.
So, oh, Matt Mitchell just gifted a sub. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt.
That's good. Very good. So, guys, we're going to start the second half of Lunar Gary with a Ooh, a fantastically, you know, clear clue. Victims, doubt, division. Johnny, hit it. You know, Tay, I don't know if you can spoil it. Let's find out. Johnny, you buzzed in first. Talk us through victims' doubt division.
Well, the opposite of the victim is the defendant, and then the opposite of doubt is to know things, and the opposite of division is multiplication, so I'm going to say defendants know multiplication.
Man, that classic Phoenix Wright sequel, the defendants know multiplication. Ugh. Well done, Johnny.
Did I get it right?
No, I'm sorry, but your logic was sound. Okay. Jesse, you still need to buzz in.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I have to.
I appreciate that. David was second on the buzz, so let's see where we are.
So, I'm going with John's route. I don't recognize the music, so I'm going based on the clue. The opposite of victim would be the perpetrator. The opposite of doubt would be sure. And then I'm going to say the opposite of division would be, it's a video game, so I'm going to say it's a new game. So it's perpetrator sure plus.
Wow. That's, I mean, you're so in the ballpark. All right, Jesse.
I get the feeling I'm not.
No, yeah, I love it. Nobody's anywhere close. Jesse, let's see if you can talk through this.
So I was thinking victims, like the opposite of victims would be like someone who did something to the victim. So like a killers. So killers. And then.
Oh, shit.
Doubt. Would be like if you knew something and then I thought killer instinct, but then division is what fucked me up. I saw killer instinct and then the division. The only thing I could think of is killer instinct gold, like, you know.
Gold is the opposite of division. We all know that. Yes.
Wealth divides
Explain
people.
Explain the logic behind that.
It's called the periodic table, okay? And you have gold at element number 53 or whatever, and division is the opposite, 35. All right.
So I will clear the buzzers, and I will tell you that the opposite of division is unity.
Oh,
Johnny is in. There killer, goes Jesse and David.
Killer instinct unity.
Killer instinct unity. Johnny, no, that's not a thing.
You stole my answer.
All right. So Jesse was back on the board. Okay, so Jesse, can you talk us through victims, doubt, division, parentheses, unity?
I think it's Assassin's Creed unity, but I'm not sure how doubt and Creed go together.
I could have gone the route of doing the opposite of the band Creed, but
that would
have
been
really
funnier.
What is the opposite of the band Creed?
Well, it's Nickelback.
Mindless self-indulgence.
They're one and the same, Johnny. Yeah. They're not opposites. Come on, man. Like, I was like, what pop act or something could I fucking
Rocky.
Choose?
Who? Rocky? He's the opposite of Creed.
That's true.
Oh. Yeah,
I probably would have gone with Target Rocky Division.
I thought about Drago, but I decided that was a little silly because, you know, I don't know. Maybe you guys aren't Rocky fans like me. Yeah. But no, a creed is a set of religious beliefs. Doubt is, you know, you have doubts about, you know, religion. Yeah, did you see the movie Doubt? Come on. With, you know, Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman, she has such doubts.
I saw the episode of Big Mouth where they watched Doubt, but no, I've never actually seen the movie Doubt.
It's not a very good movie. but yeah, no. So yeah, Doubt, opposite of Creed. Victim, opposite of Assassin. Jesse got there. Assassin's Creed Unity. Good job, Jesse. Yeah, that is, you know, keep that on the soundboard for all these cringeworthy fucking remaining Lunar Garys. I appreciate that.
Just so you remember the good times with Game That Boom.
Yeah. See, I knew this was going to happen. I fucking knew it. So
I'm you know, real talk, I'm loving Lunar Gary right now.
Next time you get to fucking make the game. Yeah. I won't do this again. I'll fucking pull the sound effects. See how you fucking like it. Okay. let's fucking do another one. Here we go. Man Parallel.
This song. What is it?
Me a second.
All right, everybody's buzzed in, but Johnny buzzed in first. Let's see if Johnny's got it.
All right, well, so I'm gonna start with at the end. So the opposite of parallel is when something is perpendicular.
Yes, so, I got this.
Gah. So woman perpendicular.
Yep. Famous game.
Woman perpendicular.
I was playing that earlier. It's on Game Pass.
Yeah. You know, unlisted on Game Pass usually. They, you know, they don't push that one, but it's down there if you look for it. No, Johnny, it's not woman perpendicular. I think David was fortunate to finally buzz in second. Jesse, you really could have had this if you had just buzzed in ahead of David, but
well, David, I don't know what it is.
It's fine. You know, still. David, let's talk through it.
Johnny, what are parallel lines? Two lines that never cross. And what is the opposite of a man outside of a beast? This is Animal Crossing.
David's correct. Well done.
Oh my God.
Yes. What?
Mm-hmm. Opposite parallel? Crossing.
Hey, fuck you.
Opposite of man? Animal. Keep that in mind.
I went too far. I went 90 songs. Degrees. I went all the way opposite.
I mean, they're still crossing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm glad that David finally liked one because he got it right. I think that's, I'm discovering, you guys like it a lot more when you get them right. So, it's good. It's very good. All right.
I'm trying to remember what KK Slider song that is.
I'm pretty sure it was KK Techno Pop, but I've already forgotten. Right. If not, because I don't think it was KK Drum and Bass. I think it was Techno Pop.
But, KK Wipeout.
Right. Yeah. It was KK Doubt Division. All right.
KK Creed.
So we've got. We've only got three left. I'm trying to decide how stupid I want to finish.
So stupid.
So stupidest for last?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Then Johnny, we'll go with this next one. Public knowledge of industrialization. Everybody's buzzed in. Jesse, you buzzed in first. What do you got?
The opposite of public knowledge is secret.
That's right.
This is where things.
I was
going to
say
go
I didn't look up the opposite of
rails.
Didn't look up the opposite of. You know, we're just leaving of in
fine.
There. Yeah.
But here's where we're going off the fucking rails, because somehow the opposite of industrialization is mana, which I guess you're gonna have to tell me.
I mean, I could see like mana, magic, wizardry would be the opposite of like industrialization and science progressing.
Right. I mean, it's literally like a theme of the game. They fucking use mana to create the mana fortress and, you know, it nearly destroys the world. But yeah, mana is the fucking mystic elemental life force, you know, the magic of the planet. The opposite of that's industrialization. You got there, Jesse.
I mean, yeah.
What would you have called the opposite of mana? Since we're doing that game, you know, fucking, you know, call every fucking one of these out.
Technology.
Okay.
Yeah, the opposite of mana, I feel like is bread that's risen, right? Isn't that what the Egyptians, in the book of the Bible.
Yeah, go on, Johnny. Go on.
Famous book of the Bible.
Yeah. The unleavened bread, they called it manna from heaven, right? So, yeah. Bread with yeast.
Sure. So clearly, you read your Bible more than I did. But that's a different spelling. You know, this is one N. This is the fucking, you know, we're talking manna, mono, however you want to pronounce it. In, you know, yeah. The more elemental, supernatural, mystic force that exists in the world.
Yeah. That was funny as hell.
So sorry that I didn't go with technology instead of industrialization, Jesse. I feel like
those are basically the same clue.
Yeah. Great job. Good job, everybody. You all got there. Okay, so we're going to finish with the dumbest one. So we'll go with the second to last one. Let's get ready, Johnny. This one is Miss Beast.
Thank you.
Song be going places. See Johnny thinking hard. Thinking he's not going to buzz in.
Nope.
Nope. You need to buzz in again, Johnny. You have to buzz in. Good job, Johnny. Everybody's buzzed in. So, David buzzed in first. David, talk about Miss Beast.
So, as we established earlier, the opposite of a beast or animal is man. And if you don't miss something, you hit it. This is Hitman.
David, that's correct.
The man. Oh, okay. When you said miss, I thought you meant like a lady.
I thought that too at first,
yeah.
And then I kind of walked myself back. I was like, wait a minute.
Like MS,
no.
Period.
MS Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A very outdated program.
Now that, that makes way more sense now.
Yeah. It's a game for a reason, Jesse. I'm not just going to tell you the fucking answers. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just...
Anyway. Yeah, homophones, man. They're a thing. Miss means more than one thing. So, congratulations, you got confused. But David didn't. Good job, David. You got there. So, good, good. I'm glad we get to end on the stupidest possible one. So, guys, prepare yourselves for the final round of tonight's Lunar Gary. Which, of course, is local club amnesias. Man, David once again buzzed in first. I'm wondering if he can suss this one out.
I recognize the song. I don't know how the Lunar Gary works, but Xenoblade Chronicles Memories?
You can't talk it through?
Okay.
I mean, local Xeno means like alien. I guess clubs are the opposite of a blade?
You're getting there?
Xenoblade Memories?
I mean, David's got the point because he got the game right, but does anybody want to talk it through? Because, you know.
Well, so I heard.
David's right. Who else wants to go?
I heard amnesias. My brain immediately went to Random Access Memories, but that's just a Daft Punk album. It's not a video game at all.
Jesse, you're angry at all the clues. What do you think? What is it?
Well, I guess Chronicles, like you have Chronicles so you don't forget, you know, history or whatnot.
That's right.
Forgetting stuff is amnesias.
Mm-hmm. So. Chronicles are the long and detailed stories and accounts of a history of something, and amnesia is forgetting something. And yes, as David said, the opposite of Xeno being a prefix that denotes something alien or foreign, would be local. And the opposite of a blade, you know, this one, you know, a little iffy, but, you know, opposite of a sharp weapon, a large blunt weapon, a club.
Yeah.
So, yes, local club amnesias. Thank you.
I'll allow it.
Yes. Good. Wow. Finally, Jesse allows one at the end of the show.
I've allowed several.
Okay. Yes. Well, congratulations, fellas. You've completed my awful, awful Lunar Gary round.
I thought it was well done.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Good.
I was frustrated by it, but I enjoyed it.
Well, yes. That's part of the fun, I think.
I think so. I think we should open up a channel in the Discord for perhaps Game That Tunas to submit their own Lunar Garys. I'd be very into hearing other people's ideas on these. Not critiques of my ideas, necessarily, but I would love for other people to make the games for us. So
It can be both. It can be, you know, they just have to submit one. That's a game you did tonight, but better. And therefore, it is a critique.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, that's the thing. I will take it as judgment no matter what.
This whole evening has inspired me to make my own rounds of both Lunar Garys and Game That Booms.
Good. So that's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I'm glad we've inspired people.
This inspired me to go listen to more Daft Punk.
And maybe eat some unleavened bread.
Yeah, maybe read some Bibles.
You can read all about Daft Punk in your Bible. Man. Yeah, so good show, guys. Good rounds. Good goofing, man. Yeah. You know, we should come up with more games. Yeah, these are silly. Johnny, where's that trivia quiz I asked for?
I absolutely did not come up with that.
You were supposed to have a tie-in clue for all of these things.
I had no idea what was going on, and I still don't fully know.
And what movie were we watching, David?
Yeah, and David, what movie were we supposed to have been watching this whole time? It should be playing in the background, Johnny.
I was looking forward to playing Turkish Spider-Man.
Jesus
okay,
Christ.
Let's see. Opposite of Turkish is...
Italian.
Italian.
The opposite of Spider-Man is still Spider-Man.
Is the opposite of Turkish Italian?
No, I don't know what the opposite of Turkish
I feel
is.
Like the opposite of Turkish, at least in terms of movies, would be like big budget.
Oh, okay, yes. Let's decide here and now which races are opposite of each other. Let's just go across the map and figure out.
Good night, everybody.
You know, what's on the complete opposite side of the world from Turkey? Yeah.
Well, Turkey's not a race, it's just a country. It's
Turkish. You know, fine, a nationality then, whatever.
Words are all made up.
Yeah, real swarthy fellas. So what's the opposite of, you know, some hairy, swarthy men? Game that tune.
Yeah.
There it is.
excuse me.
Who was the counter pick against Hakan in Street Fighter 4?
Right. It's El Fuerte. So yeah, maybe we're onto something there. God. Anywho. Good fun, guys. This was
God,
good.
What if we did Lunar Gary, but about us, where it's like, okay, Harry. Okay, so that means not me. You know?
You mean just play a game of Guess Who, but it's the four of us?
Yes. God, a four-person Guess Who game.
That's so tough.
Is your host wearing sunglasses? Yeah, he is.
Is your host white? Zero flips. No.
Yeah, we should make one of those like you know, those online guessing games where you have like 10 guesses to get something and just make it about Twitch streamers and just, you know, start like, you know, let's see, it's okay, let's if we type in Game That Tune, there's four of them and they're white, but no, okay, it's, you know, it's a solo guy, but white. White being the clue for everybody. Yep. We'll get there.
Tay in the chat suggests, does your guy have 145 terabytes of porn?
Yeah, Johnny, what's the status on that 145 terabytes of porn? Give everybody the rundown.
Oh, he's down to 144.5 now. He's
a video. Okay.
Wow. Well, okay, hold on. Well, no. Like, a half a terabyte is...
That's
like,
a long-ass video.
I guess 500 I fucking gigs. This one. That's not nothing to laugh at. Like, that's a good amount of data.
I'm wondering
fucking,
if this person
your computers aren't
collection.
Even a terabyte, right? So a half a terabyte is probably a pretty good amount.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if like this person's really like now scouring these files and like favoriting things. Yeah. Or
God.
Or if it's just like a desperate scramble to get anything possible downloaded.
I understand that half a terabyte is a lot of data, but I also love the fact that he went through 145 terabytes of porn. Only selected his favorites and went to 144.5.
It's a long way from home, baby.
Yeah, no, his logs used to be a lot of like uploads, you know, and downloads and deletes and whatever. Now his logs are nothing but he watched a porno with an iPhone app. Like, that's all that's in the logs.
He finally hit the wall. It's like, all right, I guess I should watch this. For those not in the know, Johnny is like a systems administrator, and they've recently implemented Google Drive limits. And in doing so, they discovered that somebody has 145 terabytes of data in their Google Drive that they now have to delete within like 30 days. And Johnny has been keeping us up to speed on this, and a lot of it's porn. So, yeah, good times. 145 terabytes of porn. I mean, how many lifetimes of porn is that? That's so much pornography.
Can I change my username on everything now to 145 terabytes of porn? That's a pretty good username.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Please do.
Make it one of those daily Twitter things where you tweet out 145 you know, terabytes of porn. Yeah. Daily 145 terabytes.
Like, I fit 145 terabytes into a single tweet.
You put the link out there every day.
Yeah. John, you know the difference between a character and a terabyte is about a trillion, right? Like,
yeah, okay. So it would take a while, huh? You know, this, you're telling me this account could last a while?
Yeah, the difference between one tweet and one terabyte is about a terabyte. Like,
okay. Right. Cool. But we should. You should download this man's entire collection and then tweet it out one thing at a time every minute for the rest of our existence. It would be good.
That's going to be our next goofing show. We download this guy's porn collection and then go through and rank it.
Right. What happens first? Do we watch all this pornography or does the sun burn out?
Yeah. Putting aside all the moral issues of downloading somebody else's data, we'll table that for a moment.
Yeah, for a moment. Say we would.
For 144 terabytes, I'm buying like $4,000 worth of hard drives. Like, I don't think I understand the magnitude of this. Like, there, I cannot possibly download this much data.
Definitely need more hype trains and Patreon subscriptions if Johnny's going to be able to download this pornography, guys. Tell him. You want Johnny to have access to all this data. We're going to need more support. You know, that's what we should do. We should start a Patreon exclusively to download this man's pornography.
Watch we download all the data. There's like 1 gigabyte of porn and the rest is just cat pictures.
See... Yeah, Johnny, what was the final file count the other day when you ran that query? It was in like 700,000?
It was 800,000 or so files, yeah. 800 some odd thousand files. And honestly, most of it was actually Hollywood movies and not pornography, but like there was quite a good chunk was pornography. And like... if I maxed out my connection, which I have a very good internet connection, I have over a gig. Yeah. Which I actually can't max it out. The only thing that can actually get the full bandwidth is the router. Everything behind the router is capped at a gig. Right. So, because like I don't have anything in the house that can physically do faster than that. Like it's just not possible. But put that aside. Put aside the moral issues. Put aside the physical limitations of what I have in my house. If I could actually max my internet connection, it would take me over 11 days to download all this data. Like, nonstop. Nonstop.
Yeah, Johnny's going to have to invent new technology to download all this pornography.
can't do it.
Yeah.
So basically, we're not going to have a show next week because Johnny's going to be busy downloading porn.
I mean, I'll canonize Peyton. That. That's true. We can't have a show because Johnny's connection is occupied. So we'll be back in 2 weeks, everybody. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm glad that we were able to end on this note. This is good. People needed to know.
Tune that tune.
Yeah. God, yeah. Fucking, we got Lunar Gary, we got Game That Boom, and then we got Goon That Tune.
If you have 145, like, I don't know what number is too much porn, but 145 terabytes is way too much.
Yeah. I felt disgusting. I mean, like, not disgusting, but like, I had a 2 terabyte, you know, drive with like a lot of music and some normal movies in it. And I probably, in my highest torrenting days, had 300 videos of pornography saved inside that thing. And I was like, this is excessive. Like, I didn't need to save all these. I should delete these. And, you know, 300 is closer to zero than it is to 800,000. So, you know, I would say that man has too much pornography. But that's, I mean, I'm a bit of a, I don't know, I'm old fashioned.
No, I you don't talk about old fashioned. I felt gross because back in like high school, we had a floppy disk of pornography we all passed around. And that was only 1.44 megabytes.
High quality
pass
stuff.
Pass that floppy.
I don't know what you're talking about, John. I never had any floppy disk of pornography. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. David's disks were rock hard.
Yeah, people don't remember Trapper Keepers used to have things to hold your floppy disks.
Yeah.
People don't remember Trapper Keepers, John.
I just found a magazine in the woods one time.
That old tale, yeah. Did that actually happen? Did you find a magazine in the woods before,
well,
Jesse? Okay.
I found pages of a magazine on a dirt road, and I feel like that counts as...
There was a communal tree fort built in the woods near our house, which contained pornography. You know, I wouldn't say I found the porn in the woods, but there was porn in the woods near my house.
And then you found
it. I did not discover it. Someone left it there for the good of the fucking community.
No, you forget. We're from Florida. This was discovered in 1565.
Yeah.
It was not high quality.
It was, I mean, that's the funniest thing. Like, looking at these magazines in this tree fort, one, I'm too young to masturbate, so I don't know what I'm doing there. And then two, like, is there a less sexy place to fucking, like, beat it than a fucking fort in the middle of the St. Augustine woods? Like, it was just plywood and pornography and raccoon shit, and somehow, you know, more than me went to this place. Like, it was a strange, strange time.
It's like geocaching. Porno.
Geofapping.
Yeah. Man. But even
you
then,
out the woods.
You find this little canister that people have their initials on and you come in it.
So David, did you ever find pornography in the wild?
No. I didn't go on any grand pornography sojourns.
Damn, man. You really missed out. You didn't have that true Florida experience.
No, yeah. But I mean, it was all about porn in the woods, and it was all about the older brother that brought home a VHS tape. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Or in my case, also the father that brought home a lot of VHS tapes.
Yeah, somebody's older male relative.
Hey, son, watch this.
Because, John, like, God, I hope this isn't too much. I hope it's not too personal, but I remember one time, you, me, John, David, I remember you, us all watching some kind of, like, lesbian porno together, but, like, we weren't about to masturbate in front of each other, so we just kind of, like, quietly watched it.
No, we all just, like, enjoyed it in each other's company. Yeah, none of us wanted to beat it in front of each other. Yeah.
And it's like, well, what do we do now? Like,
right.
Let's go in the pool, I guess. I don't know.
Let's go.
Shut up. I'm trying to follow the story.
I think they're in love.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember Michael Kombis. I hear Michael Kombis being like, hey, man, you got a nice package. Like, as I got out of the pool. Like, I don't know if you guys remember this at all, but I remember him complimenting my package. And that stuck with me for the rest of my life.
That's great, man.
Yeah, it was one of the nicest things anyone's ever said about my package.
good for you.
It's like, hey bro, you got a good package.
Yeah, nice,
like,
cock, sweet, man.
Thanks,
that's
man.
Great.
Should we end the show?
Man, I'm kind of enjoying the reminiscing. Yeah.
Oh, hey, so, John, are you going to our high school 23 reunion in August?
Man. Am I? All right, are we raiding somebody or what? What are we doing here?
Yeah, we can find a titty streamer. Let's see. No, we don't have to do that. Let's see.
We could take a raid suggestion from the chat instead of raiding a fucking small time hot dog streamer like Johnny's been doing.
Let's see. Tay recommends Chill Dragoon. Is he streaming right now?
It's fucking Dell. That's old school.
Oh shit! Yeah, he's streaming right now. Okay.
Old school GTT fan Dell. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. There's no fun way to land this episode. I had a good time tonight, guys. Good goofing and then
same.
Good
yeah.
insane reminiscing to close good out the games. Show. I'll probably not include that in the podcast, but whatever. We'll see. Yeah. But yeah, so let's raid Dell and let's do this all again. This will be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make that Lunar Gary channel a thing. Wow, Johnny, a 10-second countdown on the raid? We're doing that? Yeah.
Here we go. I don't know how to set the countdown.
Bye, man. Everybody!